Stay on this side of the fence. Move out of line and they'll put you away. Remember to do what you're told while your country is being sold. The invader infects your land like a plague. They can't break your spirit. You're the defenders of the faith. And they can't bend your will. They won't stand in your way. For as long as you draw breath, you'll lurch on the winds of change. His head. You refuse to do this instead. You defy the nightmare of justice offended. You know this evil won't last. Beware the echoes of the past. You rally around the banner and prepare to defend it. But they can't break your spirit. You're the defenders of the faith. And they can't bend your will. They won't stand in your way. For as long as you draw breath, you'll lurch on the winds of change. You do what you do best. Defenders of the faith.
All right, here we go. Defenders of the faith. December 17, 2023. We are live. Things seem real dark. I know. I feel it. I feel the foreboding. I feel the pressure, the machinations of the wicked all around us, infecting our land like a plague, just like the song said. You know, we're under attack from very, very many areas. And so the last thing we can do is curl our, you know, tails under our legs and be weak about all this. A lot of this is due to our own inaction. It's due to our own laissez-faire behavior, or just let it happen. The cultural rot, lackadaisicalness of all of us collectively. So, where to begin? Where to begin? You know, this continued move. And, you know, I was listening to Alex Jones a little bit today, and he was talking about the necessity for to be able to discern sophisticated A, B, C, and D. And it's true. You know, I was watching him and Stu Peters the other day. Stu Peters went down there to Texas and was in the studio with Alex. And Alex threw the entire kitchen sink at Stu Peters. It's really a must watch in like uncomfortable, classic Alex Jones interrupting the guest, demeaning the guest, playing semantic games with the guest when the guest was calling out. Basically organized Jewry and its malfeasance in the world. Okay, so Stu Peters, and he was trying to be diplomatic about how he was approaching the issue, talking about Khazarians and, or, you know, kind of Khazarian crime, you know, syndicate type thing. You know, the folks over at Veterans Today were always saying RKM, Rothschild Khazarian Mafia. You know, I always basically just say kosher mob, Jewish mafia, you know, to make it seem like, look, this is not every person from this ethnicity or you could almost say cult brainwashing system, especially the rabbinic stuff, the Talmudic stuff, Kabbalistic stuff. You know, you've got the Karaite Jews who are strictly Torah only, Bible only, and so forth. And they're some of the most persecuted and dumped on Jews in the world. And so there's something to be said there. But, you know, I was listening to some of these pastors that don't pull the punches. And you know, and they get into Galatians 3. Where it talks about, hey, when they're talking about Abraham's seed, this thing's finished in Christ, and if you're in Christ, you're Abraham's seed, and so forth. So there was this transference thing that happened, the coming of Christ, and then these rabbinic gangsters that want to hold on to the traditions of the Pharisees don't like it very much, and so this is why this you see this war on Christ and his traditional kinsmen on the earth and so forth and so on. So we've got this Leave the World Behind Netflix thing coming out with Obama kind of behind it and the usual Marxist thugs, you know, that Obama's been clicked up with ever since his youth. Of course, especially if you dig into his quite possible father, Frank Marshall Davis. That's one theory. You know, there's a few theories floating around out there. And I've covered them on the broadcast if you've listened for years. Then you got this Civil War movie coming out, which is really, I guess, big budget, high dollar. And it's predictive programming, if you will, extraordinaire. And then there's this other one, this American Society of Magical Negroes, this movie coming out. It's like a comedy. And it's, you know, it's like this trifecta of films coming out, and they all have their programming embedded. And so, you know, we've got to deal with the downstream effect of the zombified population and taking this stuff into their brain and becoming even more militantly anti-white. You know, there's an article I have pulled up in my tabs. I got probably 100 of them right now. Helpless Florida teen suffers fractured skull after being slammed into the concrete and brutally beaten by several quote-unquote youths, and we know that they're black. So on December 12th, this happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the place where the Nicholas Cruz shooting went down there in Parkland, Florida. A highly dubious shooting that produced the likes of the little twink David Hogg. And he had this little look-alike kind of David Hogg that I guess did this gay, I don't want to say gay, sodomy in the Senate chambers, or, and you know, this that went viral all over the place. Literally, probably viral, if you know what I'm saying. But the same place, this Parkland thing, this kid gets, and if you watch the footage, it's brutal the way this kid gets slammed on his freaking head by these hood rats. And so this programming on TikTok and other places, Facebook and everywhere else, where the world Marxist types are running, you know, TikTok's run by the Chinese, and we have to realize the Chinese are heavily involved with this race war narrative. Okay. And, you know, you got this Boston mayor this woo. Okay. So she sits there. Let me find it. Okay. So she sits there and has this party. Electeds of color holiday party where no white people were invited. You know, it's just this Chinese agent, Wu. Okay. Michelle Wu, who's the mayor of Boston, and has this big party, electeds of color holiday party. So Whitey can't come. Now, you know that the Ted Lus, the Michelle Wus, all these people are Chinese agents. And if you don't, and they're in the Democratic Party, which is totally in bed with communist China and has been really, really got off the ground with Kissinger and Richard Nixon kind of laying the foundation. But the Democratic Party, especially under Clinton, the whole ChinaGate, I mean, there's books and books about the selling of everything to China for pennies on the dollar by the Clintonistas. And, you know, mind-blowing stuff. But she, this Boston mayor, is a prime example of Chinese penetration into the halls of American government and the implementation of Marxist, anti-white, revolutionary garbage into, you know, everywhere that she can influence it on orders from the usual suspects. Okay. Now, Eric Swalwell, he's sitting there, right next to Hunter Biden. So he's a sitting member of Congress, and we know about him and Fang Fang. Okay. We know about Dianne Feinstein with her little driver for decades. We know about Ted Lieu. We know about Gavin Newsom's recent behavior with Xi Jinping and the rest of the cleaning up of San Francisco. All this baloney. But El Swalwell, okay, He's standing there as Hunter Biden is defying a congressional subpoena. So he's a member of Congress, basically giving his stamp of approval on a member of the public who's been subpoenaed by flagrantly disobeying it and saying, screw off, I'm not coming. And this is on American Thinker. Is it time for Eric Swalwell to face a SWAT raid and years in a D.C. jail? Well, of course not. He's part of the UNIT party, but he's part of the West Coast Chimerica gang, okay? And so, but it's a pretty interesting article, and it really, you know, we're seeing so much hypocrisy and so many double and triple and quadruple standards and so much projection, Alinskyite projection, that it's getting to the point where it's nauseating, okay? And so, I mean, you're living in a Soviet society, okay? So Swalwell gets to stand there with Hunter Biden while, you know, he's going off on the Republicans and so forth, saying, no, I'm not showing up for your subpoena, so forth and so on. All right. Now, let me find this one. Here we go. Now, California has ordered a spending freeze due to its $68 billion budget deficit. Is this the beginning of something bigger? And this was on Citizen Watch Report. So they're coming up $68 billion in the hole. Taxes kept climbing. People move. Population shrinking. Tax base shrinks. Seems straightforward. Time to cut back on taxes and things will rebound. I'm not a Trumpian, but just cut taxes at the state level back to early 2000 levels and more people can afford to live in the state, growing a tax base, blah, blah, blah. Oregon has the same problem on a smaller scale. So you know, you get into this, but it's just like, think about this. This is the purposeful sabotage and implosion of the West Coast, basically, into looniness. Okay, so you've got the Democrats in the state of Washington. They want to lock people up for running gas-powered, let's say, trimmers and mowers and this sort of thing. This is where the left coast is getting. And I believe this is a bigger plan to make the left coast from Washington, you know, Seattle and so forth, all the way down to San Diego, San Ysidro, Tijuana, make this land, this, it's so uninhabitable due to purposeful sabotage by government policy to get millions of people to move, purposefully get them out, and then guess who gets to come in? The people that own a bunch of our debt. They're going to come and absorb large swaths of California, Oregon, and then probably, you know, other parts of Nevada, those, all those federal lands. We already had the Bundy Ranch thing with Dirty Harry Reid, the Mormon mafia guy that was trying to have the big Chinese solar farm and all that. So I think this whole western part of the country, China already calls it New China, allegedly, in some of their documents. It's just further kind of like proof to me, and kind of like embracing this paradigm that they're purposely making the place just unbearable so people move. And then you're going to see Chinese come in. Hell, they're already sending their shock troops in through the southern border. All these guys by themselves with a backpack and look like they're dressed pretty well and in pretty decent shape. So there's going to be some sort of thing going on. Now, I've got Revelation 17 pulled up. And just think about the invaders, especially the Chinese one. Think about our power grid. Think about all these nuclear plants with spent fuel rods. Now, some people say, no, the Chinese don't want to cause anything to do damage to all the farmland and the real estate and so forth. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not so sure about that. But Revelation 17, come hither, I'll show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Blah, 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 blah. Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots. Now, a lot of people, traditionally Protestants, have said this was Rome. This was the Vatican and so forth. And that's an interesting kind of, interpretation. Then I'm into Revelation 18 here. Babylon, the great, has fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And a lot of people talked about the birds, the cardinals, the Vatican and that sort of thing. For all nations have drunk the wine and the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Remember her even as she rewarded you in a double under her, blah, 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 blah. Therefore her plague shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judgeth her. And it gets into, you know, alas, the great city and blah, 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 blah. So a lot of people look at Jeremiah 51 and Revelation 18, and there's people that have been tying New York especially, but the United States in as a part of this. Okay. And then our judgment coming in 1 hour and that sort of thing. And this could be through a multi-pronged attack from all these invaders. That are millions of them sitting here waiting on orders, allegedly, quite possibly. And then some sort of a strike, EMP or otherwise, grid down scenario, cyber polygon that they practice over in Israel. You know, towards the end of his life, Tex Mars really started looking at Jerusalem as the great city because it sits on seven hills as well. All right, you got Mount Moriah, Mount of Olives, all that different. And so he started really looking at Jerusalem. You know, I look at Rome, I look at Jerusalem, and I look at London, and I look at basically D.C. or New York. And London's really not a city on seven hills, but due to the fact that the Rothschild power center, the financial center, they have to be looked at as, you know, part of this Babylonian system, this money magic system, the fiat system that looks like it's going to probably give way to the CBDC system at some point in the very near future. Sam, let's get clip three ready real quick. And I'm just going to play a couple minutes of this. It's about the death of the dollar. It's going around and making its way. Go ahead and play clip three.
To get rid of the world reserve status, the first thing I would do would be to weaponize the dollar, to push Russia out of SWIFT, to confiscate their assets, to not just sanction them, but to confiscate them and use them, tell them that we are using them to rebuild the Ukraine. And then at the exact same time, I would push away what is the linchpin of the dollar hegemony, and that is the petrodollar, Saudi Arabia. And we signed another executive order saying by 2030 we'll be 50% green, and by 2050 nearly 80% green. In essence, we're telling Saudi Arabia, hey, we don't need you anymore. Those two things in particular would be the very first two things I would do to lose the world reserve status. And then if I look at the number two in charge, Lael Brainard, who is a modern monetary theorist, you look at the things that are being done in this country, and you have to wonder to yourself, why are they doing these things? Why are we mothballing all of our energy? Why does, and this is not a political statement, but why are people looking at what made this country great, liberty and justice for all, where people would tie inner tubes together with string and float from Cuba or walk from Central America, you know, across, you know, God knows what and how hot it was and all of the perils to find liberty and justice. And people look at what's happening in this country, and I think they have to question, is justice being passed out equally? Is it being administered equally? Are we the country that we once were? The fraying of the unity of this country, where, you know, after World War II and the Great Depression, we were a unified country. We were able to stand together and build a great country. We're not unified anymore. It's black and white and red and blue and vax and no vax and rich and poor, and we're very, very much just not the same country we once were. Now, what I'm getting at is simply this. I ask you, could this possibly be intended? Could they possibly be trying to create an event? And this is what I've talked about for a very long time without really saying it. When we push away Saudi Arabia, we create divisiveness in this country, we weaponize the dollar, we're doing everything we can to create an environment where you see this coalition of countries pushing back against the West, even our allies like France pushing back, and all of a sudden sides are being drawn. And what happens? What happens if Saudi Arabia and OPEC at that moment say we're no longer taking dollars and the dollar gets dumped? The banking system, remember, Lael Brainard is a modern monetary theorist who wants to get rid of the banks, wants to cull them. Look what's happening with the banks. The aiding and abetting of the money leaving the regional banks to the big commercial banks by the Fed, because they're allowing the money market funds to invest in the overnight reverse repo market at 5.3% with daily liquidity. There's no reason to stay in these fractured regional banks. You see this event, or whatever event it is, that creates this chaos where the banks fail And they will be bailed in, not bailed out. Bailed in. That's what the Dodd-Frank law said. They must be bailed in. Everyone will lose everything over $250,000. It goes into the pot to bail in the bank. The dollar gets dumped globally because it's no longer the sole settlement currency for oil. At some point, that's that all at once moment. You go over the falls or the Jenga Tower falls. Hey, thanks. You guys are going green. You signed an executive order. You don't need us anymore. So we've signed up with the BRICS and we're going to sell oil in other currencies, and the dollar gets dumped globally because every country's had to hold it for 50 years to buy oil. And now it creates a tsunami of inflation. Interest rates spike. The banks collapse. Everything collapses. Why? Because how the hell else, Daniela, do you get everyone who watches your show who said, I'm not taking a CBDC, not a chance in hell. Well, guess what? The $155 trillion in debt that the U.S. has, $32 trillion on balance sheet, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and government military pensions, $120 trillion, that's owed to the American public, mostly. And as China and Japan and Saudi Arabia dump treasuries, who's buying them all? The American public. So if you create an event purposely, knowingly, you push away Saudi Arabia, you create this event where the dollar, we're not clinging to the privilege of the world reserves currency, just like the number one economic advisor in this country would like. Instead, we are incentivizing de-dollarization and ultimately that moment where there's an event created where, you know, by the government's own admission, we have $5 trillion in assets backing $155 trillion in debt, the largest asset. 40% of our assets are student debt. What I'm getting at is you create an event because you'll never pay that debt off, ever. There's no way you can pay that off without completely getting rid of entitlements and stop spending and do all of these things that won't work in this country. So you create an event, you have a villain. Xi Jinping and Putin and OPEC, how could they have done this to us? They dumped the dollars, look what they've done, and bang, everything collapses. And everything collapses at the exact same time. Stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar, pensions, 401ks, the banks, everything. But have no fear, because Lael Brainard is here, and she's a modern monetary theorist who ran Point for Fed now, has been dealing with the CBDC, with MIT. And all you need to do is sign on the dotted line and we'll make you whole. In other words, what I'm getting at is, could this have all been thought out? How else do you reset?
Well, what do you think, folks? It's a real, real crazy situation, don't you think? So the Houthis, Iranian-backed Yemeni militias, big false flag coming. This is in my notes. Blame Iran. How do we even know any of these reports are real? They're all coming from the Red Sea, Persian Gulf area, and so forth. How do we know any of it's real? The military done ran warp speed on us. They're not our friends. They're building Skynet on us. The kid didn't learn a damn lesson from the Matrix or the Terminator, rushing us headlong right into this dystopian, nightmarish scenario. We'll continue on the other side. Things are just brilliant, aren't they? We gotta get
going quickly, and we got. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers: Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, Joaquin Egobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kullerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hanane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/ticket/ to get it now.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. If you can support the network, if you have the means, please do so. Plug Hooli's blog, whoolisblog.blogspot.com. Find the archives always there, and he always puts them into archive.org as well. You can find my stuff there. Another kind of angle on this is floating around. This is on Hal Turner's website, and it's talking about this massive buildup of, you know, Allied and U.S. naval deployments in the area of the Middle East. It's massive. And he poses this question. What if the U.S. has decided that since Saudi Arabia is leading OPEC into de-dollarizing sales of oil, that the Saudis must be wiped from power? And you could probably say the Emiratis as well. What if the U.S. and our allies are there not for Israel, but to literally take the Middle East, almost all of it, and wipe away OPEC and Muslim terrorism in one fell swoop? If you look at how our ships are deployed, we could take all of Saudi Arabia very quickly. Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE would fall in days. What if the U.S. decides to claim publicly that it was the Saudis who financed the attacks of 9/11, and it was the other Arab nations that financed ISIS, then push that as a narrative to justify taking them all out. What if we decide to start claiming it would get rid of Muslim terrorism worldwide in one fell swoop? What if we claim, in addition to 9/11, that OPEC has been violating the Sherman Antitrust Act by illegally fixing prices on oil for decades, and we in the U.S. are harmed every day by that? What if we point out the Saudis have broken the petrodollar agreement and say they're actively trying to destroy our currency by breaking the petrodollar and joining BRICS, and that such actions are, in fact, economic warfare being levied against the USA? That's just an interesting angle. I don't necessarily, we'll see, but it's pretty interesting. Dan in Washington, we've got him on the line. What's up, Dan?
Hey, don't forget about Gary Locke. Gary Locke was the first Chinese governor of Washington State, and the whole state was all proud that they elected the first Chinese governor. And then that guy, well, first of all, he forces through the stadium's building that basically people voted against, but he built the sports stadiums anyways. But then he gets, after he's governor, he goes to work for Obama, and he's running that housing program to diversify the last white areas of America. Remember that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was bad. I covered that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's the gratitude white people get, is this guy going up there trying to wipe out.
Look at these turds. Look at these turds in Ireland. All the smack they've been talking. These freaking Pakistanis and the freaking Indians and the rest of these creeps.
Yeah, it's the same attitude. I mean, it's just
exactly. Michelle Wu.
Who do you blame, though? I mean, look at all the. Here's my thing was. I think the Jews, or I mean the. There was that group also, Stop Asian Hate. Remember when these Chinese people were getting beat up?
Yeah, during COVID.
And I was listening to the right stuff, and they basically researched, and most of that group was basically started by half Jew, half Chinese women. So you had these half Jewish, half Chinese starting the Stop Asian Hate, and then they're using that to attack white supremacy, you know, instead of talking about the black people.
Yeah. Hey, now I know you follow that the right stuff. I was listening to the latest show of Warren and Allen about the collapse of the NJP, and I haven't really been following that. Really, kind of, if you could briefly give me a kind of a summary of what happened with the National Justice Party and its collapse.
Yeah, that surprised me, and it's pretty disappointing. They fired Eric Stryker, or I guess they all got in the argument, or you know, and that was disappointing because I really like Stryker, Mike, and I like Eric Stryker's commentary. And then it was like a week later, I hear that they fired. I forgot the guy's name, but he did all the organizing for National Justice Party.
Okay.
And I guess basically they said he was just kind of being a little too strict or too hardcore or something, and driving a lot of people away. So that's all I know, man. It's hopefully they come back with something better. I'm hoping Mike and Eric can get back together. You know, it was starting to get really good, and you know, they were doing really good work, so I hate to see that stuff fall apart like that. But
yeah, I know you kind of keep up on that, so I really don't. I just check in on it from time to time, but I figured you might know a little something about it. But they were talking about the collapse of the NJP and all that on that latest podcast. So
I follow White Rabbit Radio, too, and I think Tim Murdoch is going to have Warren on, and they might talk about it. I don't think there's a lot of bad blood between Eric Stryker. I'm hoping that maybe he'll come back, and you know, we'll see what happens in the future. I apparently, yeah, like you heard the show. I listened to that too, and they weren't getting the numbers or something that they thought for the political party.
So I gotcha.
Focus more on the radio show.
I hear you, man. All right. Anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to point out that, the Chinese, I don't think... Basically, I think the Jews are trying to use the Chinese as another victim group against whites, basically.
Yeah.
So a lot of the Chinese get,
Yeah. My thing is with the Chinese, they still got... They're still... when you see the Chinese Communist Party get together, they've got their banners with Marx and Engels and Lenin and all them standing there. It's like they're becoming probably, depending on what you believe, who people believe about Russia, they're the main cog, or I guess the muscle level for the implementation of world communism now. And, just as Klaus Schwab talks about, we penetrate the cabinets, they're using the same tactics. They have a strong intelligence apparatus. They have honey traps. Look at all the Asian massage girls. They probably sick on all these weak politicians. And they get
That's definitely organized. I see that stuff. You talk about organized crime. I mean,
hell yeah.
I see that all over the country, man.
Sure. And so you don't think that they're recording these guys? Probably.
Right.
Remember Robert Kraft gets popped down there in Florida at the Super Bowl at a massage parlor. I mean, they do what they want to do, and they've learned from the best. You don't think these Chinese, man, one thing they do is study people and look at how they pirate and rip off people's inventions. You don't think that they rip off intelligence, honeypots and all that, and have learned exactly how to run this stuff for, quite a while. So we gotta be wise about it.
Yeah. I don't like the way I listen to more of the right stuff than Alex Jones these days. Because in the interview, he says the Chi Coms run the media, and everybody knows that's a bunch of crap, and he knows it. So, if they do set up a money system that's not controlled by Jews, I think that has to happen for the world in the future. I don't want to have a STR or something like that, but I think they are kind of going against the Rothschild cabal. I mean,
I don't know enough about the Chinese central bank and who's got its hooks in there. It's just like the Russian central bank. I've tried to dig into it a bit, and it's like, look, central banking is a plank in the Communist Manifesto. And so,
well, it's also, I mean, National Socialism, or it's a central banking's a plank in a lot of stuff. But from what I understand, I mean, what if they follow the Nazi Germany model,
or even the Islamic banking model with, which really curtails usury and everything else. I mean, I get you.
Yeah. So it could be a better thing,
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Right.
Anyway.
All right.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, no problem. Former top FBI official who played role in the Trump Russia probe given 50-month prison sentence for Russia collusion. So this McGonagall character, he's over there doing all this stuff, and he's accepting money from like this Oleg Deripaska character. Think about Uranium One, the whole thing with Obama and Hillary and moving of all that uranium to the Russians and so forth. And so these people love to accuse their enemy of the exact same thing that they're up to. It's just another example. Let's take Jack in Massachusetts. Jack.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
I got a
I got to give you another report here from Massachusetts. You're not going to believe this, but you check it out. Massachusetts is going to outlaw natural gas.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys are on that heating. You guys are on that heating oil system a lot up there too, aren't you? Though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, and most people like myself in my house, I converted to natural gas.
Well, yeah,
on-demand systems, and it's great. But now, they want every house in Massachusetts to be run on electricity. So
yeah, it's basically these people are, natural gas is the cleanest thing out there. And for somebody to claim to be an environmentalist and be against gas, that shows you that their agenda is not environmentalism, it's control.
Oh, yeah. It is a serious, what you've covered there since your show started, very serious subversive component that, it's so insidious. It really is.
Yeah.
It kind of defies imagination that anyone could even think that way. But,
I think that's the point. It's a demoralization operation on top of giving you, it demoralizes you, it angers you, and it makes you feel like you're in an alternate reality because you have people with a straight face sitting there telling you this. You know, the grid can't even handle all of these electric vehicles, let alone for everybody's home to go completely electric. Think about the amount of stress on the grid, and think about the amount of so-called, dirty, resources that you're going to have to expend to keep the grid up.
Well,
it's impossible.
Someday we'll touch on it, but there's so many alternate technologies that are so suppressed.
Yeah.
We're kind of living in a technical ghetto as far as the universe and gods and the magnificence of life itself. So it was a couple of days ago. I was sitting there. I'm going to tell you this is interesting. So I was waiting for last week sometime when SpaceX was going to launch two rockets in one night. And I'm a kid of the Apollo, Mercury launches and Apollo. And I'm saying, my God, we're going to launch two rockets in one night? We have come a long way, guys. Elon Musk and this SpaceX and whatever that's all about, I don't know. And I really don't know anything about Elon Musk. This guy's too... As far as this whole space exploration thing, I want to give people the benefit of my knowledge or my history, and I want to take people back to Chuck Yeager. You remember the X-15? And all of the original... this was before the astronauts came into effect. All of the guys, they all wanted to be launching space vehicles from high altitude aircraft and basically shoot them into space by missiles. And that has been completely suppressed by this quote heavy launch. We got to put 10 billion pounds of thrust to get up into the atmosphere. But the Jaeger crowd, the X-15 guys, they all saw that the way to do it is, you get up to 60,000 feet and shoot a rocket off. And that's how we explore space, not by launching this crazy stuff, and maybe I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, I got to go, man. I'm eating up a lot of time here, but I appreciate your call. Where was I? Minnesota. Okay. I sent this video out to a bunch of people. It's called the Follow Minneapolis, and it's about the entire top to bottom. Basically, if you watch this thing, it's on Rumble and it's on YouTube. Fall of Minneapolis. Just throw that in the chat room if you guys want. But the number 2 incendiaryradio.chatango.com, I think, is the active chat room that people hang out in. But anyway, it's like a top to bottom orchestration, and you can feel it, and you can, as you're watching this thing, and it's about the George Floyd thing and the toxicology report suppressed. I mean, the amount of malfeasance involved with this operation is just mind blowing. And we've been getting nuggets of it coming in ever since this happened, but this kind of ties it all together. So it's definitely worth a watch. Minnesota, this is a national file, to adopt new flag closely resembling Somali state flags. Okay, and this came out today. If you look at end wokeness, so the Puntland state of Somalia, where Ilhan Omar's from, it's got a star, a light blue kind of stripe, a white stripe, and a green stripe. The new Minnesota flag, same colors and a star. It's just turned on a kind of a interesting little take on it. Just mind-blowing. And then the new state seal, okay? Same colors. The new kind of Somali colors. And it's got a picture of this loon. The state bird. Isn't that interesting? The loon. It's up on National File. It's definitely worth a read. But you'll be like, my gosh, this is absolutely insane. So anyway, I noticed this. The big Mega Millions winner. And I've been noticing this about these big Powerball and Mega Millions lottery winners. They've all been won in California lately. All these big over billion, this Mega Millions was way, way up there. And I was like, man, another one, they win it in California again. And they've got their shortfall. It's just fascinating that you see California gets another lottery ticket winner. Let's see. So the Fall of Minneapolis dropped on 11/16. Okay. Derek Chauvin allegedly was stabbed and almost killed 9 days later. Very, very interesting. Singers, Turkish lawmakers, Brazilian gospel singer, Turkish lawmakers, football, stars, aka soccer, collapsing and dying. This stuff is not stopping. Now, what I'm wondering is, are these people taking updated boosters, or is this, because they're talking about how nobody wants these vaccine. Ruling class, this is on SHTF plan, ruling class panics as there's little to no interest in the new COVID vaccine. Okay? 16% adults and 7% of children have received the updated one. My mom's one of them. My uncle and my aunt, they're all, I'm sure they've all gotten theirs. My uncle, unfortunately, lives out of state. He's got some sort of a strange unknown fungus growing in his lungs and he's got tubes coming out of his chest right now, and he's probably had 5 to 6 of these shots. And so some sort of an unknown fungus that they're working on treating him for now. It's just mind-blowing. So I'm wondering if any of these collapsed people have just got the originals, and this stuff is just working through their body and kind of making them keel over and die, or whether they've received these updated shots. That's like an interesting kind of, theory or whatever you want to call it. So the Turkish lawmaker collapses, and I was talking to a guy at work, and we were talking about it, and he's like, and he's this country kind of a mainline Zio-Christian, and I knew what was coming. He's like, did you see? He was talking about Israel, and he was talking about God, not blah, blah, blah with Israel. And he's like, and then he dropped dead. He's like, God, I'll tell you one thing. God protects Israel, and he's kind of a country guy. And I was just like, hey, I knew that one was coming. And I didn't, in today's world, when I'm at somewhere at work, or I don't have the, let's just say, I don't have it in me to even bring up an argument. I just let people say what they're going to say, and I walk on and I do my thing, because the last thing I want to do is get into some theological or whatever you want to, deal with at work or whatever. I just be like, okay, man. For some reason, I'm just done with that sort of thing. West Virginia Secretary of State says 2020 election was stolen by the CIA. Okay. Mac Warner, 23-year Army veteran, battle-tested leader on his campaign website. Hey. That's a big set of cojones for him to, say something like that. We'll see you guys on the other side. Look for a storm with your name.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.